This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the youth of the nation has benefited greatly by the reforms in the space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said a lot is happening in the country which is strengthening the foundation of a developed Bharat. He said on the 23rd of this month, the countrymen celebrated the first National Space Day, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3. He said last year on this day, Chandrayaan 3 made a successful landing on the southern part of the moon at the Shiv Shakti point. He said India became the first nation in the world to achieve this accomplishment. During Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a team from the space tech startup Galaxy, which was launched by the alumni of IIT Madras. Mr. Modi said this year from the Red Fort, he had urged 1 lakh youth from non-political background to connect with the political system. He said it has garnered a tremendous response and a large number of youth are eagerly ready to enter politics.
इस विषय पर मुझे देश भर के युवाओं के पत्र भी मिले हैं. कुछ युवाओं ने लिखा है कि उनके लिए वाकई अकल्पनीय है. कुछ युवाओं ने लिखा कि उनके पास जमीनी स्तर पर काम करने का अच्छा अनुभव है, इसलिए वे लोगों की समस्याओं को सुलझाने में मददगार बन सकते हैं. कुछ युवाओं ने ये भी लिखा कि परिवारवादी राजनीति नई प्रतिभाओं का दमन कर देती है. कुछ युवाओं ने कहा कि इस तरह के प्रयासों से हमारे लोकतंत्र को और मजबूती मिलेगी. मैं इस विषय पर सुझाव भेजने के लिए हर किसी का धन्यवाद करता हूँ. मुझे उम्मीद है कि अब ऐसे युवा वे भी राजनीति में आगे आ सकेंगे.
Speaking about the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, the Prime Minister said at Riyasi in Jammu and Kashmir, a Tiranga rally bearing a 750-meter long national flag was taken out on the Chenab Railway Bridge, the tallest railway bridge in the world. Expressing pride, Mr. Modi said, whoever viewed these pictures, their hearts swelled with delight. He added that the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign wove the entire country into a thread of togetherness, and this is exactly what Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat is. Prime Minister Modi shared his thoughts on the bond of love between human beings and animals. The Prime Minister urged people to take part in Catch the Rain movement and also in the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. On World Sanskrit Day, which was celebrated a few days ago, Mr. Modi said, Vaitis Vidunas, a professor in Lithuania, has embarked upon a unique endeavor, Sanskrit on the Rivers, under which a group of people come together on the banks of the Neris River and perform recitation of the Vedas and the Gita there. Mr. Modi said in a few days the Paralympics will commence in Paris and 140 crore Indians are cheering for the athletes and players of the country. Mr. Modi greeted people for the upcoming festivals of Janmashtami, Ganesh Chaturthi, Onam, Miladun Nabi and Telugu Bhasha Divas. Prime Minister Modi is participating in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. He will give certificates and felicitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will reach Jodhpur in Rajasthan. He will be the chief guest at the concluding ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Rajasthan High Court. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Rajasthan High Court Museum. In West Bengal, CBI conducted searches at 15 places this morning in connection with allegations of financial irregularities related to the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital case in Kolkata. A team of CBI is interrogating former principal of the medical college, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, at his residence. Another team of CBI is questioning the new principal and the vice principal of R.G. Kaur Medical College. Besides, other CBI teams are interrogating Professor Dr. Debashish Som, former hospital superintendent and vice principal, Dr. Sanjay Vashisht, and medical supplier Bipal Singh at their residences. In badminton, India's Tanvi Patri clinched the under-15 girls singles title at the Asia under-17 and under-15 junior championships at Chengdu in China today. Tanvi defeated second seed Nguyen Thi Thu Huyen of Vietnam. And that is the end of this news bulletin.